All right, it's Jackson and Hannah, and we are here with Chef Brian Poe talking about Bukowski Tavern in Cambridge, and they have a new fossil fuel program that we want to speak with you about.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. So the fossil fuel program is a fun program. We're a beer bar paired with like some fun wild game burgers and things like that. And what we've done is we've aged some great beers like Avery's and different things like that, where we age them for 5-10 years, and they develop a very unique flavor, just like wine would, where it used to be, people would say, oh, you know, it gets too sticky or it gets too something else when it gets older, but these have become like higher alcohol content, a more unique flavor, a very nice conversation piece. So
I kind of understand where you're going with it. Like, Hannah had a really funny question about it.
I'm like, how does it not go bad? Like, because I know if I have a beer in my fridge for too long, I drink it, it's skunked.
So like, she thinks
done.
That they're going to be like the skunk beers.
No, not that I think
after
it's going to be that
at a
way.
Frat party.
I don't understand how like you can age a beer for like 3 to 8 years and have it still taste like
a wine. What do you age it in?
In the keg. It's as opposed to being like in a bottle that was in the cooler that was at the lake. That came back home. That then went back.
I guess that's why it's like maybe a little
skunk. It's it's in a controlled environment. And it slowly ages that way. So.
That's crazy.
What do you think the flavor? So the difference between take a beer that you was in there. If you can explain, this might be rough. Mm-hmm. So if you explain what the beer would taste like at the beginning, maybe a lager. I don't know what kind of beers are put in there. And then what it tastes like after the aging of 8 years in the keg. Like, what's the difference of taste there?
Some of these, like, these higher octane, if you will, bourbon stouts, things like that, you get, like, maybe start at 12%,
mm-hmm.
which is strong. And then as it sits, it begins to develop more of that bourbon, that barrel flavor, the aging. It then becomes a stronger alcohol content.
Really?
It also gives it more depth and flavor, and you can actually kind of taste
it. It almost tastes like a liquor, right? Like, so is it in wood kegs? Like,
no, they're actually in the metal kegs. So they've been, they just kind of sat down there in the corner and say, at the beginning of this, I was like, what the heck is all that beer sitting in the corner?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, that's really amazing, like, that they've taken the time. It's a girl named Lily Drumgold, our bar manager, has really taken the time and effort to kind of develop that and watch it grow. And
this is something that has been done locally right there?
Mm-hmm. Right at Cambridge.
That's insane.
How did you get the idea to, like, to do this with the...
I wondered, like, are you guys just messing with me? Did you forget there was a keg in the back corner? What's
right.
going on? No, we're actually aging that keg, and they said they wanted to see what happened with it. So it was actually my bar management and bar team that came up with the idea.
Because I've had some of those aged beers, those, like, real, like huffy, like, snooty kind of beers or whatever, you know? But, like, to me, it tasted like it was in, like, I could taste the wood almost, like a... barrel.
Yeah, it's very much like wine. It develops and refines, and kind of like me, develops and refines. And
gets with age, I'm with you, man. So it's a nice way of saying we're getting old.
Yeah, so it kind of smooths it out around the edges and makes it where, you, like you said, you can get that real, that bourbon, that barrel, that all those things going on with it.
So tell us about the food, because you're a chef.
You said wild game burgers?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of fun concepts. So part of it, I started at the Tip Tap Room with my partner, Gordon Wilcox. We started a program that would be all kinds of varieties of steak tips and taps. We got 36 draft lines, like steak, turkey, chicken. But what he didn't realize with me, with all kinds of steak tips, I started doing emu and yak and ostrich and antelope and all those kind of fun different meats. So that we
really?
I didn't even know
really
you could eat some of those animals.
Let's go.
Well, I know. I'm so down.
Let's go and dare each other the whole time.
Kangaroo's a little hoppy.
Yeah? Oh, I get it. Come on.
Hannah, come on. You love those jokes. Don't
do.
Even sit here and pretend
Brian,
you don't.
You almost got me there.
So we had a lot of fun. I've got a great team. Really great bar manager named Nick that's also developing a really cool program over there. And what happened with that was some of the meats that we were using, we were finding, you know, the ground antelope made a great antelope meatloaf or antelope burger or whatever.
Of course.
Why not? So what we ended up doing was all the different burger ideas we were coming up with at Tip Tap Room, we created a whole concept at Bukowski Tavern in Cambridge around that. So it became, again, the goal of my partner and I is to always try and, the beer is getting so good.
Yeah.
Getting so much better than the few choices we had growing up.
That the food has to elevate.
Let's bring the food in a bar environment up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a fun,
what's your
fun
crowd like?
It's so
like
unique.
Then? Cambridge seems like so young to me. Is it very young, the crowd that's coming in?
It's amazing. You've got everything, all different age groups coming through. You do have some college, but you also have very intelligent teachers and professors and things that live in the neighborhood, as well as like business professionals. And so it's kind of like 21 to 50, 21 to 60.
Awesome.
Like, it's a lot of really cool.
I love that, when you can feel comfortable no matter what your age is.
Like,
yeah.
And that's the fun and unique part about Cambridge is that it's you can kind of walk in blue jeans and T-shirt and be fine and roll with it. You know,
cool.
When we have Back Bay location, which is very similar type, you know, with the Paris Cafe, we have a really fun concept there where it's over 60 different chefs that have created sandwiches for us to showcase their restaurant and their food and the food of Boston. And with that, it's you know, you've got Back Bay, you've got Beacon Hill, and then you've got Cambridge. So for me, I just get to kind of move around all day and just be all kinds of different fun, incredible people.
You know, yeah. Awesome. It's a lot of fun. That's awesome. So how many kegs right now are aging?
I think 15 right now.
Okay. Wow.
And that's up and running now? You can actually go and start tasting them?
So there's one on every as they kick, if you will. You know, so we play a very expensive game of kick.
I love it. Kick the keg. Fun game.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's Chef Brian Poe. Go and see him. Tip Top Room, Bukowski Tavern, Parish Cafe.
Last question.
Yes.
Will you let us do keg stands?
Sure.
I'm there. Keg stand. Let's do it. Okay, keg stand on an 8-year aged beer.
18% alcohol. Let's do it.
Yeah, she would last on a keg stand of that stuff. She would have it. Would go in her mouth. She'd be like, oh, God. All right. Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.